This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents Scenes from To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, a play by Lorraine Hansberry.
I remember skinny little Southside bodies by the fives and tens of us panting the delicious hours away. And the voice of authority.
Yes, you may. You may take one giant step.
One drew in all one's breath and tightened one's fists and pulled the small body against the heavens, stretching, straining all the muscles in the legs to make one giant step.
Daddy would lie on his back, as fathers must, and explain about how men thought the stars above us came to be, and how far away they were. I never did learn to believe that anything could be as far away as that, especially the stars.
My mother once took us south to visit her Tennessee birthplace one summer when I was, seven or eight. I woke up while we were still driving through some place called Kentucky. And my mother was pointing out to the beautiful hills and telling my brothers about how her father had run away and hidden from his master in those very hills when he was a little boy. She said that his mother had wandered among the wooded slopes in the moonlight and left food for him in secret places. They were very beautiful hills, and I looked out at them for miles and miles after that, wondering who and what a master might be. I remember being startled when I first saw my grandmother rocking away on her porch. All my life I had heard that she was a great beauty. But no one had ever remarked that they meant a half century before. The woman that I met was as wrinkled as a prune and could hardly hear and barely see and always seemed to be thinking of other times. But she could still rock and talk, and even make wonderful cupcakes, which were like cornbread, only sweet. She died the next summer, and that was all I remember about her, except that she was born in slavery and had memories of it. And they didn't sound anything like Gone with the Wind.
Hannibal! Hannibal, where you at? Hannibal, stop playing now. Hannibal!
Gotcha! Ah!
Hannibal.
And when she come to me, it will the moon rise. And when she touched my hand, it was the true stars falling.
Hannibal, Hannibal, what you always running off for all the time? You gonna catch yourself another whipping, boy?
Don't run off all the time.
Hannibal, Hannibal.
Oh, Hannibal, Hannibal.
What you got there? Hannibal. Master find out you done stole that Bible. You gonna be in trouble bad.
You mean you was born in trouble, Master?
Well, what you think the Lord think of somebody that would steal the holy book itself?
What do you think I would do with the Bible, Sarah? Sarah, I can read it.
Oh, shucks.
I can. I can read, Sarah. Listen. The book of Jeremiah.
Oh, you can't make them marks out for real. You've been memorizing from prayer meetings.
No, Sarah. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, then would I fly away and be at rest.
Ooh, that's where you go all the time. Somebody been learning you. Don't you know what they do to you if they find out?
Ain't nobody gonna find out. Hey, look at there.
What?
Look at that big old fat star shining way up yonder. One, two, three, four. That makes up the Dipper. That's the Big Dipper, Sarah. The old drinking gourd herself, pointing straight to the North Star. Whew. Sure is bright tonight. Sure it makes good traveling light tonight.
Shh, Hannibal.
Up there pointing due north.
Stop it.
Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. For the old man's a-waiting for to carry you to freedom.
If you sure like your brother, boy. Gourd,
follow,
look like him.
Follow, follow.
Talk like him.
If you follow the drinking
gourd. God knows you sure do think like him. In time, I reckon, you'll be gone, just like him.
You think Isaiah got all the way to Canada, Sarah? Sure he did. I bet you that. Bet he works in a lumber yard or something and got himself a wife and maybe a house even. And a...
You mean if he's alive, Hannibal?
Oh, he's alive, all right. He's alive. And he's free. I met him here that night to bring him the food and the extra pair of shoes. And he was standing right over there. Right over there. With the moonlight streaming down on him. And he was breathing hard. Lord, that boy was breathing so hard, you could almost hear him on the other side of the woods. And he didn't say nothing to me. Nothing at all. I just handed him the parcel. He put it in his shirt and give me kind of a push on the shoulder. Here. And then he turned and lit out through them woods like lightning. He was bound out of this place.
Hannibal, you aim to go, don't you? How you know it's so much better to run off?
I don't know. I just know what it is to be a slave.
We are slaves, Hannibal. But there's some that ain't got it so bad. Knows how to bend a little.
And then let them bend. Me, I'm the only kind of slave I could stand to be. A bad one. Every day that come and every hour that pass that I got sense to make a half a step do for a whole. Every day that I can pretend sickness instead of health and to be stupid instead of smart and lazy instead of quick. I aims to do it. And the more pain it give the master, and the more it cost him, the more Hannibal be a man.
Oh, shh.
The way I look at it, every slave ought to run off before he die.
I couldn't go, Hannibal. I'm too delicate. My breath wouldn't hold out from here to the river.
No, not you, scarified as you is.
Hannibal, wait.
Don't you worry, little Sarah. I'll be back. I'll come back and buy you. Mama, too. If she's still living. I'll surely do that thing.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.